Here he is right now, the host of that great show, Constantine Maroulis. What's going on, brother?
What's going down, boys? What's going down, Broadway? How we doing?
Well, Broadway, there is some stuff going down. You know, it's funny. I thought for a reason last couple of weeks that Bruce Springsteen was the only show that was going on because I was under the impression, Constantine, that like Lion King, for example, and even Death of a Salesman, these big shows were coming back in September. But I guess I'm wrong. I guess there's a bunch of shows that are on right now besides Bruce Springsteen, yes?
Dozens of shows have announced plans for reopening or opening. Of course, after 2 years of a shutdown, it's been a hellacious time for actors and artists on the Broadway, but really internationally as well. Yes, Bruce is back. He sort of ripped the seal off the Broadway shutdown with his solo show. Not a bad gig for the boss. He gets a chopper in, gets dropped off at the theater, picks up his acoustic, goes out there, plays sold-out show, grabs a $2 million check at the end of the week. No big deal for
the
ball.
By the way, have you seen that? There's no bigger Springsteen fan than me, not Chris Russo, not Chris Christie, than anybody. But I'm still yet to see that show. Have you seen it?
Saw the show. It is beautifully done. And, you know, to see the boss in an intimate setting like that, it's pretty cool, definitely. You know, we got to see a little glimpse of that, maybe 10, 15 years ago when he did the VH1 Storytellers. Yep. He did a little bit more of the sort of breaking down the songs and whatnot. But this is really beautifully done. His wife accompanies him a bit on stage as well. It's just intimately lit. And it's just really a nice show. It sounds great. And, you know, I don't care who you are, there's nothing like performing on a Broadway stage. Even if you're the boss who's played stadiums all over the world, there's something about that intimacy, that stage, that just brings out an additional sort of magic. But lots of shows, actually, in the works. Sarah Bareilles will return to the title role in Waitress September 3rd, now at the Barrymore Theater. Of course, she's the composer of the show. She starred in the show briefly. She will return in a limited engagement September 3rd. Definitely check that out. It won't be open for very long. Two-time Tony nominee Adrienne Warren will return to the title role of Broadway's Tina, the Tina Turner musical, for a limited-run engagement. Nominated for 12 Tonys, Tina will reopen at Broadway's Lunt-Fontanne October 8th. Ali Stoker of Ridgewood, New Jersey. I produced this girl in Spring Awakening a few seasons ago. She's a remarkable talent. She's in talks to star in Being Human, a film. Stoker is the first actor to win a Tony Award who uses a mobility device. Wow. She won the Tony, of course, for her revival and beautiful production and performance in Oklahoma at Circle in the Square. Guys, a mobility device, otherwise known as a wheelchair. Human herself, a Brooklynite, a lifelong crusader for the rights of the disabled. She contracted polio in 1949. So that's for you guys right there. But you know, yeah, as exciting as it is that Broadway is back and all the great plans internationally, not so much in Japan. Jesus Christ Superstar. Well, they just postponed their opening at Theater Orb in Japan due to COVID. Definitely a bunch of positive tests rocked the cast and the crew. No plans to reopen just yet. Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber's much-anticipated production of Cinderella, an all-new show, cancels its opening night in the West End in London. He is pissed. He's been very outspoken over the two-year shutdown. He's been going after the UK government to step in and help. He's orchestrated pilot programs to show how theaters can open successfully and in a safe fashion. You know, he's dumped plenty of his billions of dollars into ventilation and whatnot, and still no help from the government and no plans to reopen just yet. He thinks the West End, which is the Broadway, of course, of London, is in serious jeopardy of basically just evaporating.
Wow.
And positive test, actually, unfortunately, last night popped up. Shakespeare in the Park, of course, the public theater, Delacorte. They have their production of Merry Wives opening. They are postponed indefinitely. For the time being, I think they're going to figure it out. You know, Broadway and here in New York, we've done a little bit of better job than internationally with handling these situations. I think they've isolated it. They've canceled tonight's performance as well, but I think they're going to get going again. But there is a lot of positive news.
Well, listen, let me ask you this. Constantine Maroulis, yes, on the Bernie and Sid show. I have to ask you, back to the UK. Eric Clapton has made a statement. He says he's not going to perform any concerts in the UK if they mandate that people at least show a vaccine passport. He's not going to perform to segregated audiences, he says.
Well, look, Mr. Clapton, always been an outspoken artist, an incredible talent, you know, world, just an icon, really, a Hall of Fame, incredible guitarist. In fact, I don't know if you got to catch the McCartney 321 documentary on Hulu. Definitely check it out. You forget that Clapton does the solo on Guitar Gently Weeps, the Beatles song. But anyway, yes, he, and that's just not in the UK, that's internationally. He has shows all over the world right now. Look, you know, that's what he believes. I don't know if it's so much that he's anti-vax or if he's just, I don't believe in segregating my audience and whatnot.
He's pro-liberty.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
I would love to see him perform. I think that the unions and I think that productions all over the world have done a really good job to try to keep people safe. And yeah. I wish we can all play along nicely. But you have to respect his opinion.
Damn right,
and if
don't.
That's even going to limit, that might limit where he can play.
He's Captain America. Eric Clapton.
Come on, Layla.
Cocaina. Oh,
Goodfellas.
Damn right.
We love Clapton for sure. But we hope to see him again soon. And let's just hope that we can all collectively get through this, and then we can all be together again in concert definitely soon. Hey, in some good news here in New York, Radio City is back. The Rockettes are back after missing last year's Christmas Spectacular for the first time in 87 years. Of course, the Christmas Spectacular has played to 60 million people since 1933. The girls, Santa, the Camels, they will be back this November through January.
While they're coming back, they should get some girls to replace the girls that have been there since 1933.
Come on.
I'm just kidding.
They're beautiful. Some fun things with the Spectacular over the years, and MSG and the people at Radio City, they do an amazing job. If you haven't been to Radio City...
Speaking of mobile devices...
Yeah, if you haven't been there, you better get there.
No, I've been there. It's great.
That place is incredible.
It is
great. The bathrooms alone, it looks like 1933 in there in a cool way. So we're excited about that.
Wait a second. You're encouraging people to go to the Christmas Spectacular and spend time in the bathroom?
Yes, sir. You go in there and it's like an Art Deco time machine that you've walked into, and it's a good time. It's a good time, for sure.
You know Jim McGreevy, too?
I do not.
So listen, somebody said to me, I forgot who it was, but I'm being completely honest. They go, I like this Constantine. He's talkative. He's funny. And they love the music you play. We only have about 60 seconds here to go, Constantine.
Cool.
Give us a couple of tunes we're going to hear when we tune in at 5 o'clock tomorrow night to your show.
Oh, man. Of course, people have gotten to know me from American Idol and Rock of Ages and all kinds of cool Broadway shows, my touring life. So I really try to tap into the soundtrack of my youth. Songs I grew up with that inspired me, either from film, you know, the icons like Prince and Bruce and Madonna and Michael Jackson, of course, Bon Jovi, everybody. This week we have some fun stuff. We're Rick rolling our audience. Do you guys know what that is?
Yes, of course, Rick.
Yeah,
Astley.
We're going to be Rick rolling the audience, so that's going to be fun. Karaoke with Constantine, bringing in one of my Rock of Ages stars to bang out some karaoke with me, because we're playing Broadway's Rock of Ages band Sunday night at the Queensboro Performing Arts Center. Check us out. I'm playing shows all weekend long. I'm going straight from my radio show to Atlantic City. I'll be at Borgata Saturday night.
Nice.
So we got some great shows.
Damn.
And
you.
Great songs playing tomorrow. Actually, yeah, tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern. Wow. It goes by fast, boys. We're already in week 3 of the Constantine Merula Show because Saturday Night Rocks. I can't believe it.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Yes,
seriously. We're thrilled to have you here on this show every Friday. Continued success on Saturdays. And keep up the good work, Constantine. You're a bag of fun. Thank you, pal.
You guys are the best. This has been your Broadway Blitz.
Stay safe, my brother.
I like that.